Talk really loud from back here.
Look who it is!
Look who it is!
Well, the main host and the main co-host are here, and the slacker who couldn't make it last week is now riding backseat.
I'm in the back, so if you can't hear me during this, lucky
it's,
for you.
It's like every normal podcast we've ever done, so nothing's changed.
All right,
Max is back. Another He's week. Back. Chris is here again.
Yep.
And
couldn't get rid of him.
We did. Yeah, we did a solid hour of material at breakfast. Didn't record it.
And I'll tell you why. No one wants to hear people eating on a podcast.
Well, that's according to Chris. For me, it was more the loud '90s mix playing in the restaurant we were in.
There were people outside, so we still.
Yeah, we were gonna record outside, but we don't like. There are children.
We don't like
and,
other people
and dogs and.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly the I don't like other people thing.
My first time having olive and thyme, and it was delicious.
It always is.
Yeah.
Always is delicious.
And the people who work there are pleasant.
Yeah. I love pleasant workers. I'll pay the extra couple bucks for a pleasant worker.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I know what it means. It didn't come out right. That's for sure.
I'd pay for pleasant workers.
Yeah. Who doesn't want a pleasant worker that's going to do what you say?
Yeah. I mean, why can't we just have...
Later
workers,
today,
yeah.
We are we're gonna go see Rise of the Planet of the Rising Apes world, and I don't think it's gonna be good. Brandon's already seen it; says it's the best.
I've already seen it; it's my favorite movie of the summer.
That's bold.
It's such a bold claim.
And it's summer's almost over.
It's not that bold of a claim because I've already seen it, so it's a pretty accurate claim for me, but. I mean, I honestly don't know if
it's
if
better
you'll,
than X-Men.
I think it's going to be a Battle Los Angeles situation where we're going to walk out, I'm going to hate it, and we're going to get into a fight.
Well, here's the... Well, we got in a fight over Battle Los Angeles because I really thought you would like it, and then your reasons for not liking it were asinine.
They were not.
And all of your problems were explained in the film.
That sounds like
And this. You had an aneurysm and didn't pay attention.
Not going to go back into it. All of my arguments... All my arguments summed up into one sentence. The movie He's fucking stupid. That's it.
It's an alien attack movie. It's not any more stupid than Independence Day or fucking Armageddon is stupid.
No, man. You gotta drill into the core.
Onto the fault line.
You gotta into the fault line. And you gotta have really
strong
drill bits. Because they break every time.
Well, they landed on pure iron ferrite.
Yeah.
They missed their fucking landing zone by 25 miles.
And at the end of the day, Bruce Willis will sacrifice himself for the greater good.
Of course he will.
That's it.
Harry Stamper.
Harry Stamper.
Gets the job done.
Gets the job done.
I want a t-shirt that says
60% of the time, every time.
Oh, Max, how have you been?
Oh, you know, been good. Been, you know, living.
What have you been up to, dude?
Never been better.
Where have you been?
Never been better.
Because you haven't been around.
I'll be honest, I forgot what you look like.
You know, this is what I look
and
like.
And it shocked me
this
when
morning
I saw you
I
again.
Tried, this morning I tried to sketch a photo of you, and I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
why are you sketching a photo of me?
To try and remember your face.
Dude, we just miss you so much.
This is what Facebook is for. We could be Skyping. You guys never want to Skype. I'm always like, let's Skype, nude. And you guys are like, nah.
I don't think you've ever asked me to Skype.
Yeah, I would totally Skype you. You've never asked me to Skype.
We've Google Hangout before.
We did Google Hangout.
I've never
at
Google
work.
Hangout.
I tried to get you to, but you
was.
It was
you were afraid.
Week. I'm sorry. I'm at work. I want to be
I
professional.
I was at work, too.
But I'm not in the comfortable, like, my boss is my best friend situation like you.
That's true.
You're just cool with Philippe. Everything's chill. You're like, hey, Philippe, I'm going to jack off. And he's like, sounds good, buddy. And you guys do a fucking Eiffel Tower high five. But it's like, for me... Everyone at my work is very serious, and the job is very serious. And if I was just hanging out on my webcam,
well, that's true. You do. You work in a neurosurgery lab, so it is. Oh wait, you work in entertainment, where people are making entertainment.
Don't get me started. People constantly seem to forget in this business that at the end of the day, you're just making a movie. People act like a bomb needs to get diffused, or Los Angeles is gonna blow up. Like,
and they love it too.
People are so fucking
it.
Stressed out all the time.
Yeah.
God, it's so annoying. Anyway, that's why I have never Google hanged out. But
Google hanged out.
Google hung the hanged out. But the bottom line is, no one's going to be Google Hanging Out because it's a wasteland, like we already said.
We already talked about
this. No one's on it.
No one's on Google Plus.
It's just like pink.
So I hope you guys...
Wait. Is that where you've been, Max?
Yeah, I've been
Fucking lost on Google Plus.
I got lost in the
I'm so glad you found your...
I've been wandering the desert.
Did you wander
Plus
over to Bing?
And then God. Fucking decision engines, right?
Because I got lost in Google Buzz, and then it took me a while to crawl out of that hellhole.
Google Buzz.
What a nightmare.
I never even stepped inside that
What's
hole.
Google Music? And Google Wave. What the fuck?
Wave's dead.
Waves
dead.
Is Wave dead?
Wave's dead.
Okay, so Wave died.
Google
what was Google Music? Because I got an invite to that and I never did it.
I never even heard of Google Music.
Oh, wait, am I making that up?
You're making it up. You're definitely
Google Music, right?
You're definitely making it up.
No, I'm pretty sure
it's
Google...
called iTunes. It's called iTunes.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's called iTunes, yeah.
Ping. Ping died real quickly.
Ping died so fast.
No, it's still around.
Is it?
Yeah, no, I see a few of my friends.
Certainly friends recommend albums.
Stephen Miller just bought this album.
Which album?
I don't know, some one of his Screamo bands, right, Steven?
Screamo.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Don't even.
So, Chris, we were talking about this at breakfast, but tell everyone how you want to revolutionize coffee.
Yeah, I think, as we all know, I think, you know, how long has coffee been around?
I mean, 30 years, max.
30 years?
I mean, coffee has probably been around for longer than 30 years.
60 years?
I mean,
100 years. Yeah, beans.
I would probably say
thousands.
This is
thousands
so...
of years. I would say thousands.
Was it thousands?
I don't mean
coffee like the plant.
Coffee bean.
I'm talking about coffee bean. I'm talking about like straight up. How long have people been making coffee?
I mean, probably since they found that you could make coffee from it. Like, I'm sure it's been around for longer than 60 years.
Were people making coffee?
You realize 60 years was like 19.
Mine was a joke, by the way.
1950.
Max quietly in the background. I was joking.
No, I said 30 years.
Did knights in the medieval times make coffee?
Yeah, how do you think they swung those swords? You need some caffeine in you.
You gotta jack yourself
up
on caffeine.
I seriously now want to know how long we've been making coffee. Okay, anyway, bottom line. Since however long we've been making coffee, this is a really fucking long time. It's been fine, and everyone's been fine, and it's been working out all right, and, like, everyone likes coffee. So it would be cool if someone were to come along, don't change a thing, because coffee's great the way it is, but restructure, I don't know how you do it, restructure
change
it,
or one thing.
Genetically grow it differently, and you change one thing, and it's that coffee is a breath killer. It kills your breath.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Like, when you drink coffee
it's
afterwards...
putrid.
Your breath, you could maybe kill a small animal. If you went to pet a small chihuahua, it would die. It's like, and Max, you're going to test this? You were on a date? Tell us, what happened?
Oh, I first date with my current girlfriend, Jen, and we had some coffee.
Your current girlfriend. I like how you qualify the relationship.
Well, I just met,
my
you know.
Current girlfriend.
The one that Jen. I'm with. Well, the one with,
I mean,
I'm with right now.
By the time this is released,
no,
who
no.
knows? Who
no,
knows?
No,
what...
no. Jen, I'll still be with you.
At least until next podcast.
Oh, God. She's listening. No, we had coffee on our first date, and it was, you know.
Max can't tell a story and get out of the car at the same time.
You know, it's like walking and chewing gum. I just can't do both. So we had coffee, and it was our first date. And the second that coffee hit my mouth, I was like, wait a second. What if, like, I want to kiss her afterwards, which I obviously did. But I didn't, you know, it's that coffee breath that I'm just, like, so worried about. And the whole time, I'm like, and here's the worst part, is I couldn't take a piece of gum out. Because what does that signify? You're going to take gum?
She took the gum out.
No. Yes, exactly. I didn't want to take the gum out.
You gotta take the gum out.
But I didn't want to take. I didn't want her to signify.
Everyone on a date knows it's gonna happen. I don't understand those stupid little games. You know, everyone knows what's happening.
I know.
You're not.
Happening.
You're not surprising anyone when you take a piece of gum out.
I know, but it's me. I just don't like that kind of confrontation. You know, I didn't want to. You know, I didn't want to put her in a place. Of, you know, oh, he's taking the gum out. He wants to, you know, jam his tongue in my throat. You know, that's what girls sound like. But, so I didn't take it out. And then eventually she took mints out, like the bigger man.
Yeah, so you immediately went in for it. Didn't even have a mint.
No,
defeated the whole purpose.
No, I took the mint. I took the mint. And then it's just like that silence afterwards. Like, oh, you know, I took the mint. Like, you know,
How long do you wait? Do you let the mint dissolve?
Yeah,
you
know.
Do you transfer the mint?
All of this could have been avoided if coffee was restructured so that when you drink it, it doesn't kill your breath. I feel like I think the coffee industry would go up. There'd be more money involved. The coffee industry would make a shitload more money. People would drink more coffee.
People drink a lot of coffee already.
They do. Can you imagine the amount of coffee people would drink?
Maybe people would just kiss everyone all the time.
I'm going to be devil's advocate right here. I don't think the deterrent for coffee is bad breath.
Is the deterrent that it's literally a deterrent for your body? Because when you drink coffee, it makes you shit?
Yeah. Well, it's a natural diuretic. It'll clean you out.
Yeah.
It'll clean you out fast.
Like, let's redo coffee so it doesn't kill
Let's redo
coffee.
We should redo that before the breath.
Yeah.
Let's
flip
create
that.
A priority list.
Yeah.
Number one, doesn't make you sweat.
Agreed.
Number two, no, wait.
No, no,
number one,
well,
doesn't make you shit. Number two, doesn't make you sweat. Number three, doesn't kill your breath.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Whatever
the
energy conductor is.
It's called caffeine.
Caffeine. Energy conductor called caffeine.
Energy conductor.
No.
Whatever.
I see a guy in a hat, a conductor hat.
Tickets here.
All aboard.
No, it was the whatever creates the energy in 5-hour energy. That's natural. It's not caffeine.
Supposedly.
It's something else. I think they get it out of bananas.
No, potassium? No.
No, it's not potassium.
No.
It's something that.
It's a B vitamin.
It's a B vitamin.
Jen told me this, that it's 5-hour energy drink. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jen, but.
Well, she's not here.
Yep, she's not here.
Right
I
in.
I thought she was here.
It'll be too late.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But she said something about, like, it increases the B vitamins in your body and, like, makes your body, like, crave those B vitamins, and it's just not good for you.
5-hour energy, I had half of a 5-hour energy one time. I felt like I was going to die.
Yeah.
I felt like my arteries expanded, my brain swelled. I was put in the hospital for 4 days.
It's that
it was
damn
the
energy
worst.
Conductor. 5-hour energy.
The energy conductor.
My first experience with 5-hour energy was on the set Jesse Chapman's movie, a good friend of ours. And we were making a film. Everyone was getting really tired. He brought a crate of it. I had one. I was amped for five fucking hours.
You murdered everyone.
No, I felt great.
You blacked
it
out.
It did not affect me in that way where I was just like, I drank it and I was wide awake. I felt great. 5 hours later, I did not crash.
Are you sure it's 5 hours though? Like, how do they measure the five-hour-ness of it?
Yeah, how do they get
Did you go,
if
right,
you
ready?
Drink,
my,
if you're doing two, are you going to get 10 hours?
My memory of it was that I was wide awake for 5 hours, but I didn't time
I'll be
it.
Honest, do you have any memory of it? Did you black out?
I blacked out.
And then 5 hours later, you came to it like, what did I do?
And then Jesse was like, great job shooting the movie. I was like, okay.
All right. I'm glad I finished.
And then you watch it, you're like, that's a great shot. It's composed really well. So anyway, coffee, redo it, done. Who's on the job?
I think...
I'm sure scientists are working on... Like, what's NASA doing right now? They're not shooting rockets into space. Work on the coffee.
Yeah. Work on the coffee situation.
I mean, there's nothing really else in the way. Not like, you know, cancer
it's not like,
or anything.
Well,
like diseases,
no, cancer... I mean, well, speaking of cancer, it's interesting you brought that up. Chris has an interesting theory on what people who wear cancer scarves... What it makes him think of, he thinks they look like pirates. And I find that to be just hilarious.
Can we back up 2 seconds?
I'm going to jump right in.
Yeah,
I don't think we should back up.
I think we should go forward.
First of all, are we calling them cancer scarves?
Well, I think that's what they are.
I don't think that's politically correct.
So
I think it's accurate.
Usually when people have cancer...
Correct.
They lose all their hair, and then they wear pirate
scarves.
Well,
it's not really because of the cancer. It's because of the chemotherapy.
It's because of the chemotherapy.
Sure.
They put on pirate sachets on their head.
Well,
and then they walk around, sometimes jog.
I'm not going to be a part of making fun of this.
No, I'm not making fun of it. I just don't understand, like...
You're going to look really good in your sachet.
No, what's going to happen?
No. I'm not making fun of it. I just don't understand why... Who started the pirate sachet on your head when you have...
It's not called
when
a sachet. It's sachet. I can't let you continue calling it a sachet.
Okay.
Can we call it a sachet?
Who started putting pirate scarves on the heads of people who have lost their hair? Why aren't they wearing wigs?
Some people wear wigs. Some people wear, like, beanies or hats. But the scarf... is generally
beanie, the, fine. Hat, fine. Yeah. Wig, fine.
I
pirate
agree.
Pirate
headdress.
Pirate headdress, not so much.
Why?
Because you know why? When you wear that, have you ever seen anyone wearing one of those that doesn't have cancer?
Immediate signifier, you have
and
cancer.
Exactly. The
but
whole point of wearing...
Want, though. Maybe they want to tell you.
The whole point of covering your head with a wig or a hat or a beanie is so that you don't attract attention and people don't know and you can just deal with your own problems. As soon as you put that on, immediately people know you have
cancer. They're trying not to hide things.
I don't know.
Okay.
So anyway, but no, not making fun of cancer, not making fun of them.
No, not making
like
fun. I'm just bringing up why the immediate go-to is the scarf.
Yeah.
Like who?
Because when I see people wearing those, I'm like, they're looking for bounty.
It's always tied the same too. They have that big knot in the back.
Big knot in the back.
And it flows over their shoulders.
And they have the.
It's like silken scarf hair.
Yeah. Captain Jack Sparrow beaded goatee.
It's strange how that happens
too.
You'd think they'd lose their facial hair, but they grow more and
grow more.
Beads.
And they weave it.
Yeah, that's strange. It's really bizarre how that happens.
Massive amounts of eyeliner.
Yeah, eyeliner.
And rotten teeth.
Yeah.
Is this what you guys did all last week? These crazy cancerous tangents?
You might have been off doing, like, productive things.
Yeah. This is, I mean,
is this
I don't
the
know.
New podcast?
Have you forgotten what we do?
I think
this?
I might have forgotten. I thought we were, like, talking about world issues and, like,
the gas
crisis and the economy.
This is called First World Problem Cast.
Well, yeah, close.
I'm glad you're still a co-host.
Yeah.
Don't even know the name of
Robcast.
Yeah.
So, my landlord.
I do have a first world problem.
Okay. He cut me off.
He is the new host.
Cut me off.
We're the co-hosts now.
We're the co-hosts.
So here it is.
Take it away, Chris. What do you have to say?
By all means.
No, please. Continue.
I thought this was an open forum.
Do continue.
So, my air conditioning in my apartment was... Our apartment was broken.
Not my apartment.
As in, it was very cold and did a good job, but it was leaking water. So
it
it needed Freon.
But the flow wasn't amazing, though.
Well,
for you, it was.
In your room.
In my room, it wasn't.
Yours is a dank, dark, just
hot swamp-assy
place that just... Maybe it's probably the worst room I've ever been in my life,
when I
really.
I open the door to your room, I'm in Pandora.
It's true. It's so like a fucking jungle.
And someone eats my eyes for jujubes. It's really strange how that happens every time. Every goddamn time.
So when I open my door, though, I'm in a cool, calm, dry place.
It's cold.
Anyway, so bottom line, it was leaking a lot of water. It was low on Freon. Spoke to our landlord at a bar about it. He got someone to come in and... fix it. The guy opened the panel, about a gallon of water flushed out of it. The guy replaced all these new parts.
Well, it's good he laid down a tarp, though.
Oh, he did lay down a tarp. A gallon
tarp
of water
without
poured
a lid, without rims.
Hey, don't bring a tarp. Bring a kiddie pool has edges.
Something with edges.
So anyway, all the water hit the tarp, went all over the place, got into the carpet, all this stuff. Anyway, bottom line, though, fixed it, added some new parts, apparently also added a turbo engine, because now when you turn on the AC, it blows air so fucking hard, and the vent that sucks the air in, I feel like when I'm walking down the hallway, I'm going to be walking and go, ooh, and I slam into the ceiling and it has me suctioned to the roof. Like,
I've never
so fucking hardcore.
I didn't know this. This makes more sense why you told Adibar last night that it's very strong.
I thought
you were just talking about how cold it was.
No.
You were like, yeah, it's all fixed. It's very strong.
I
didn't know what that means.
Wait,
now it makes sense.
Strong.
Now it makes sense. It literally blows very strongly.
It literally sucks and blows very hard. That's what she said.
Max, weigh in on this?
No, I was just wanted to mention the fact. I just want to bring up Chris, my roommate, the co-host right here, our guest.
It's already been like 18 minutes. People know who he is. Like,
how he talks to people with thick accents, and this is going to be hard to portray on a podcast. But I just
not that hard.
No, it's a lot of hand motions, and he kind of treats them like they're mentally challenged 5-year-olds, and
he does treat people with accents like they're children.
Can you go through?
I'm trying to be courteous, and I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for them to understand what.
They're probably more about America than you do, because they had to pass a citizenship.
Czech.
That's true. On Ellis Island, right?
Where's our landlord from? Czechoslovakia or something?
I think he's Ukrainian.
Ukrainian. He's got the thick Ukrainian accent, something like that. And, you talk to him like he's a child sometimes. You use a lot of hand motions.
Well,
like, how did you describe to him that our air is blowing without the hand motions?
Well,
last night, cold air blows.
No, it wasn't that bad, but it was like, he was like, oh, how is the AC unit doing? And I was like, oh, it's great. And then I immediately remember who I was talking to. I was like, it's very strong. And I was doing that. I was blowing with my hands. And you know what he did? He was like, oh, great, good job. And then he fucking left. So it's like, he doesn't look at me like I'm retarded and get offended. I feel like the communication is fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but in his head, he's like, mannequin.
Yeah, I don't really know what you were doing last night.
Faucet,
didn't make sense
my
to
faucet
me.
Was broken a few weeks ago, and then I went to talk to him about it, and he was like,
you made the faucet things with your hands, little jigglies?
Yeah, no, and I was like, hey, Adibar, I think my faucets in my bathroom are broken. He's like, oh, what seems to be the problem? I was like, well, they don't turn, and I was using my hands, and I was like, they don't turn all the way. Like,
as if he doesn't know what turning is. Yeah, he's never turned anything in his life.
He also doesn't know what faucets are, and so I'm like trying to...
You know, the things in the bathroom where the water comes out, you turn the knobs, and by turn, I mean, you know...
The short of it is I need to tone it down because it's condescending. It is. It's kind of a jackass thing, but I don't realize I'm doing it,
I'm
kind of ashamed that I do it. And I need to cut it out.
There's no malicious.
I need to just talk to him straight up, like I talk to you guys, and hope.
Well,
that
a little condescending still, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty.
He does kind of everyone.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
But
really,
he does it on purpose, right?
He doesn't. Well, he kind of to you, really.
Yeah, to
mostly
me.
To you.
Where's that dog that you guys always walk by that I hear?
We walked by him twice already.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't freak out.
He's not even
because I'm
there.
Here. Because the new host. Yeah, the new host is in town.
He knows. He knows what's up.
Let's go this way.
Oh, yeah. Well, someone doing a.
Septic pump.
Vacuuming or something.
Ooh, a tag sale.
So what was your first world problem when I cut you off?
It's mainly I wanted to get your opinion on how I should handle a situation at my apartment.
Do it.
I'm all for
the,
it.
The landlord, I live in a two-story apartment. My room has a balcony.
Six-year-olds pee on your stoop.
Yeah, all the time. Well, she was three, and she's autistic and three, and she runs around naked all the time, so I can't really fault her for peeing on my stoop.
Wait.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
Is this a real story?
This is a real story. I came home one day, and there's a little girl runs around the apartment complex and is always in the pool, and she's always naked. Just always naked.
Uncensored.
There's always a cop waiting in the wings to fucking draw his gun on you and go,
pedophile!
Take you to jail.
Have a seat.
Have a seat.
I didn't know she was autistic until, like, she was blocking my entry. And her mom came out.
At least she's trained well.
and then... The mom was talking to me and telling me that she's autistic and she has, like, she always knocks on my door, on the front door, apparently. She knocks on all the apartment's doors and...
Like pushing all the buttons in an elevator.
Yeah, and so she wouldn't let me go into my apartment, so I had to walk her with her mom back to her apartment.
What do you mean, wouldn't let you?
She literally was blocking the entrance.
A six-year-old.
A three-year-old naked autistic girl.
I've incepted your mind that she's six.
Just all you have to do is, I guess you can't touch her.
I can't touch her.
You fucking touch her, you're going to jail.
I can't even look at her.
You lift her up.
Look over her head.
Every single time your hand approaches the vicinity of her body, she thrusts her chest in that direction.
Whoa! So I'm walking with her back to her apartment, and then I get there, and I'm like, whoa, it was nice to meet you, Juliet. And she's like, and then runs away, runs back to my apartment. And then I'm walking back with her mom. I'm like, I got to get in somehow. When I see her just squat, pee on my stoop, just fucking pees.
Did that ruin you for a bit? I mean, to me.
It was hilarious.
Your stoop smell now?
No.
Yeah, because
she must have drank a lot of water.
Yeah, she probably did.
She looked like she drank a lot of water. All right. Is that weird to say?
I mean,
you were paying close attention.
To me, the image of a three-year-old autistic kid peeing is just kind of
hilarious.
Just yeah,
really funny.
I was gonna say it's kind of gross, but
you probably were you alone when you were witnessing it?
Yeah.
Wait, you said
it was
you,
with her mom.
Girl,
you couldn't
too.
Laugh then.
Girl, right?
I mean, her mom started laughing, so I started laughing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I thought it was hilarious.
Did she stop peeing? Did she go full on?
No, she finished.
She finished.
Like a boss.
Wow.
Eye contact, finished.
Did you whip it out and start peeing too? Make her feel good?
All right, so what's the problem with your apartment?
Mom starts peeing.
Like a boss.
So the landlord has just recently installed a floodlight right outside my window on my balcony.
So she can't flood it anymore.
And it shines right into my room.
Okay.
And I have Venetian blinds,
okay.
which... don't block any light.
Nope.
They're the worst type of blinds.
Just for show.
They block light, but there's still slivers of light.
Don't they come in the fucking AC unit I have is blows the Venetian blinds. So great. It's just like it's like a light show in my room at night.
That's great.
And I have to keep my bathroom door closed now because I have a window in my bathroom. I have, throughout the week, I've been loosening the bulb outside to turn it off. Every night, someone tightens the bulb. It's always on every
here's
the
what
next
you do.
Night.
This is super easy.
Break the bulb.
No.
move. Well, that's an easy solution.
Duct tape, some tinfoil, or black wrap if you want to get like more industrial and crazy about it. Get a ladder. When no one's kind of checking out in that area, climb up. Tinfoil a lip on the inside of the light just enough where it will cut off the shaft of light that touches your wall. Wrap it with duct tape so it's secure so that rain, water, wind, all that stuff won't blow it away.
Okay.
And that's it. The light's still on. It's still flooding the alley. But lighting-wise,
block
the light from reaching your window. Correct.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. That's what I would
good.
Do. And if you do it with black duct, what color is the fitting of the light? Is it silver or black?
Look, it's...
Whoa.
There's a squirrel with a freaking half of an orange hanging out of his mouth.
It was like an orange peel, though. It looked like he'd eaten the entire inside of the orange
already.
And
now he's taking the other half to make a hobbit home.
Yeah, he's going
to
make a home or a helmet.
Yeah, I was going to say, a really big helmet.
A home. He sticks his head in it. That's it.
Hello? Honey, I'm home.
He has to nibble out eye holes, so it's a helmet, but it's a superhero helmet. It has a mask.
Squirrel.
So that's what you should do.
That's not a bad idea.
That seems like a lot of work.
It's not.
I'm just
tape,
infuriated.
Tinfoil,
ladder.
My landlord doesn't live in my apartment complex, so someone is turning that on every day. But they know I'm turning it off, and someone's turning it on. That's what's getting me. I don't know who it is.
I hope it's your roommate.
It's not, because he doesn't have access to the balcony.
Interesting.
Maybe it's that
security
damn security
camera.
Hey, I'm unemployed. I'm going to sit out there all fucking day. Someone's going to get caught.
It's a three-year-old autistic girl.
Damn it.
You have a cooler filled with ice and beer, a lawn chair. You've cleared out your room. The window blinds are open. You're sitting there with a shotgun.
In my underwear, obviously.
In your underwear. Yeah, tidy whities. Then
the
person's tightening the light bulb, and you're like, hey, hey! And you're like, stand up, and you're shoving the gun. Yeah, okay. So, no, that's how you should fix
that
problem.
Is Max really taking a phone call while we're recording?
That's how important this podcast is to him. That's why I'm the new host.
I mean, I've already known how important it is, but this is just shocking.
He's out. He's on a phone call. I say
he's not getting off, too. He's just continuing the conversation. He's gave me the one finger, hold on.
I think I just heard him say, no, I'm not busy.
Oh, my God.
That's what I heard.
This is outrageous. I don't appreciate it. We're leaving.
We're leaving. We're going another way. See you later, Max.
God damn. So I think the last thing I wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
You're helping me repair my computer.
Attempting.
Yeah. Well, it's been broken for a while. There's nothing that frustrates me more than computer issues. I've been using a computer my whole life.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd have more patience. You'd think I'd know more of how to repair a computer. I hate it so much that I just don't care to learn.
For anyone with vague interest on what's wrong with the computer, I was assuming that your computer was not going to even be able to turn on, let alone get to any type of screen. However, when we boot it up, we get the Dell logo. If you hold F12, it'll boot into the BIOS. It'll give you the boot options. We changed it to CD.
Everyone just fell asleep.
Yeah.
Everyone.
We put in the Windows 7 disk.
Whoa!
We started it from the disk. And now it gets us all the way into the installation where we can format the hard drives, and yet your hard drives are being very uncooperative.
They are being uncooperative, which I find is generally how computers work. They just don't cooperate.
Fuck yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I hate him too.
What
definitely.
I was thinking is,
oh, look
look
at this.
Look, he came back.
Well, I never was
look
anywhere.
Look at this vagrant we picked up on the road.
If we can extract your two drives, because they're just standard 3.5 drives, we can put them in my Mac, run Disk Utility, see if they're repairable. I don't know if
that's
work.
That's not a bad idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Because in the Mac, you just slide out that drawer, put the drive in, slide it back in, done.
That's a good idea, actually.
Huh.
See, this is why I brought it over to Chris, because for me, I boot it up, it says, your computer's broken, and I bash it with a golf club.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window.
Off the balcony into the pool.
Hate it so much. And then I hit a floodlight. Floodlight's on. It's probably been me. Yeah. It's been me the whole time.
It was you.
It's been me the whole time.
That would be crazy if you set up a camera to figure out who was doing it, and then it was you sleepwalking, and it was like Paranormal Activity fast forward motion. Where you go and you go up there and tighten it.
That would be crazy, and also the most boring horror movie of all time. He turns on a floodlight every night.
He tightens it.
Slowly tightens the bulb.
Your computer does look like an alien spacecraft, though.
It does.
It's huge. It weighs about 3,000 pounds, I would say.
It weighs 3,000 pounds.
A ton and a half.
And there is a floodlight inside the computer shining out.
Won't shut off!
It literally is like the Independence Day freaking...
It's like, I always try... You can't turn those lights off, either. I always
try to... change them a different color? Change the color black.
They don't have it. It doesn't exist. So I always wanted to leave it on to, like, download stuff or just have it on at night. And it's so loud and so bright.
You know what you need to do? You know what you need to do?
Throw a blanket over.
Get some duct tape and some tinfoil.
Oh, my God. You and the duct tape and tinfoil.
You'll need a ladder. Because the computer is so tall. Let me check my mail here.
Well, this was, it's good to have Max back.
I'm here.
Well, for the time being, you're here.
Yeah, we'll
I'll be honest, you're on probation at the moment. You're on probation.
Max, bullshit.
And Chris is finally going to get health insurance. Congratulations.
I'm pulling the trigger. So that someone doesn't pull the trigger on me.
I'm pulling the trigger on health. Oh, it's a big choice.
What'd you get there?
Getting health insurance.
I got a check from my grandma.
$100
from the Grams.
Yay!
Wait, is that my thank you?
That's actually Chris's you check.
It says happy birthday on it.
No, I don't.
No,
think...
my name's on the check.
No, it's mine. Okay, well.
Oh, that's true. Your birthday will have come and passed by next week. So we should say happy birthday to Max. I hope.
Happy birthday, buddy.
I'm just going to leave it a happy birthday, really. I was going to say, I hope you have a good rest of the year.
You'll be here.
Do the song?
What song?
Happy birthday.
We can't. We'd have to pay for that.
You have to pay royalties?
Yeah, so we can do like the Chili's version where it's like, happy, 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 birthday, birthday, birthday.
Happy, happy. No, I think that's the Hooters version.
Well, do you. Right?
Nope.
No.
That's not the way it
goes.
You did a slide whistle.
Oh, I wanted to mention something about fashion.
Well, I guess we'll close with this. This seems like it's going to be infinitely entertaining.
Okay,
so pirate sachets.
No. So in the video game Uncharted, Nathan Drake is...
Everyone fell asleep for a second time.
It's cool. It's very cool. So,
damn it. We're going to go an hour again, aren't we?
No. So Nathan Drake is famous for one of his fashion things that he does where he wears his clothes. It's the half tuck.
Nathan Drake, a video game character, doesn't exist. Famous for this fashion thing.
Yes, he's famous for this fashion thing in that he does the half tuck, as in his shirt is literally half tucked in, half out.
It adds mobility.
It looks really, really cool. I'm a big fan of the half tuck. I've tried it myself. Doesn't work.
Well, it's also it doesn't work on you, probably because you're not fearing for your life, running from gunfire, searching for artifacts.
Well, even when he's just kind of calm and chilled out, he's doing the half tuck, and he looks very cool, and he looks very relaxed.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, bottom line, he pulls off the whole effortless look with the half tuck. I've tried the half tuck. Doesn't work. I haven't seen anyone successfully do a half tuck.
Do you do it with the belt? Do you have to have a belt?
Yeah, you have to have a belt, and half of the shirt's tucked, half the shirt's not tucked. It looks amazing. However, watching Dale and Tucker, the main kid... spoiler alert.
Huge spoiler alert.
For now, Jesse and David and our other friends who want to see this movie.
Well, we'll let everyone know via email. We only have 8 listeners, so it won't be a big email chain.
Okay. So, anyway, that kid, he has a half tuck the whole movie.
Uh-huh.
And it looks great. And I don't know what he's doing that I can't do.
Is this really something you really want to do?
Kind of.
Why?
I don't know. It looks so cool. But I can't. But it's not. No. Seriously.
I don't think it looks that cool.
Listen, I need to be very clear about this. I try and do the half tuck, and it's not like I look in the mirror and I go, I don't think I can pull it off. I do it, and I'm like, no one can pull this off. This looks retarded. But yet I see it on Drake, and I'm like, looks so cool. Then this kid in the movie did it. Looks amazing.
It's the shirts they're wearing. Drake always wears these very nice, like, rugged shirts.
I think you have to have a certain length of shirt, too.
It's true. It's got to be a little bit longer, maybe?
A little bit longer than your
shirt. The kid in the movie is wearing a polo with a popped collar, and the polo's long. And yeah. half of it's tucked in and half it's out.
Well,
there you yeah. go.
But I have some long shirts and I can't do it. Anyway, that's the end of that. Yeah. I just, well, the half tuck.
Well, we'll check in next week. We'll check in to see if he's accomplished the half tuck.
And there's one other thing I want to talk about.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
No, this one's really quick and it involves both of you. We saw.
Now I'm more interested.
We saw Joaquin Phoenix at Olive and Thyme.
Well, first you described him as Scar from The Lion King.
He looked like Scar.
Which sounds like a strange description, but describing a human with an animated character. Look exactly like Scar from The Lion King.
Two guys walked into the Olive and Thyme.
Yeah.
And they looked identical, and it was our conclusion that they might be together.
Yeah.
And they looked very similar, same clothes, same hair.
Same gray hair, same spiky gray hair.
Yeah. Both looked kind of cool.
Really cool.
Really cool. Yeah. Guy on the left, I was like, that guy looks like Scar from The Lion King. You guys both immediately saw it. Mm-hmm. Then I followed it up with, that guy looks like Joaquin Phoenix. Then both of you couldn't stop staring.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix from Gladiator. That's what he looked
yeah.
like.
So, yeah, those dark circles.
But with spiky
eyes.
Gray hair.
Then another man walked in who had the shortest arms we've ever seen. When you stand normal, your hands should go mid-thigh. Your fingertips, if extended, should go mid-thigh.
Yeah.
When this guy was standing, his fingertips went to hips.
As if he was ready to draw quick draw from his holster at all times.
At all times.
There was no elbow. There was no elbow.
He was missing his elbows.
He literally...
Elbows. So stupid.
This guy can pull the gun out, keeping his arms straight, and just do a 90-degree swing.
He's like a robot.
Yeah. Dead. Anyway, that's it. That's it.
That's all
you
got?
Those were quick.
Yeah. Those were quick.
Fast and quick. Done. Yeah. That's it.
Jordan, you got anything to say?
That's the only way Chris
He's
knows.
Washing himself.
You got anything to say to the podcast
listeners? Ha-la-la, ha-la-la-la.
No, it's... Oh, boy. This is run off the rails. This is...
Enjoy your weekend,
damn your
week, sons of bitches.
Chris isn't as good
nope,
as...
Nope, it's okay.
It's okay.
You got it again! You did it!
To describe what we're looking at, just real quickly... Jordan's hair is just miraculous.
Wait, it's going to be the podcast.
Jordan's hair is miraculous. It just, he looks like Clark Kent. Just Clark Kent.
Same pose, though.
Oh, you are, there we go. That's it. You can see it on our podcast art. Yeah, absolutely.
I think mine is...
I just want to show.
So, Max, sincerely, really good to have you back.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
It was better yesterday. There's the other one.
Yeah, see?
We'll use that one. We'll actually use that one. Good to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back. Forever. You know, next week?
Forever. Holding him to that. Forever.